This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Vice President Harris is quickly ramping up her presidential campaign after pumping up voters today in Milwaukee.
We have doors to knock on. We have phone calls to make. We have voters to register. And we have an election to win.
Correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Fresh energy in the air and in talking to voters. They all said, you know, they feel like this is a brand new campaign, that they're able to reset after three very, very terrible weeks for the Biden campaign.
Harris also scored two key endorsements today from Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, who also praised President Biden as a patriot for stepping aside. Biden's back in Washington now after isolating for days in Delaware with COVID. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he'll be busy.
Blinken told reporters that Biden remains committed to finishing what he started.
He's intensely focused on the work that remains over these next 6 months to continue the efforts, the work that we've been doing, particularly trying to bring peace to the Middle East, ending the war in Gaza, putting that region on a better trajectory.
And he said dealing with Russia's ongoing aggression.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick reporting. Biden also plans to address the nation tomorrow about his reelection bid and meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday. Netanyahu set to meet with Donald Trump on Friday. Today, a big group of pro-Palestinian protesters swarmed the Capitol in a day of rage ahead of the prime minister's visit. They wore red T-shirts and chanted in circles before police started making arrests. Another hearing today on Capitol Hill focused on Donald Trump's attempted assassination.
Members of the House Homeland Security Committee grilled Pennsylvania law enforcement about security failures that allowed an assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump.
I only am going to comment on the Pennsylvania State Police, and it's my belief as I sit here, based on all the information that I have, that we met or exceeded our expectations for that event.
Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Christopher Paris.
Am I saying that the event was a success? Obviously, it was not.
Jim Crisula, CBS News.
In Iowa, a judge has ruled a strict abortion law will take effect on Monday, banning most procedures after just 6 weeks of pregnancy. Ruth Richardson is with Planned Parenthood.
In the last few weeks, we've really been focused on the real people and the patients that are going to be impacted by this and ensuring that we are standing by ready to help patients receive access to care, even if that means traveling out of state.
And today on Wall Street, the Dow lost 57 points. The NASDAQ was down about 10 points. The S&P down 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Racine Unified School Board has approved the purchase of 9 additional security scanners. It'll cost about $700,000 over 4 years. The systems are essentially walk-through metal detectors. 7 people have applied for the vacant 5th District Kenosha County Board seat. Interviews will be conducted before an appointment is made at the county board meeting August 6th. There's now a guilty plea in connection to the hit-and-run death of a 69-year-old Racine man back in late 2022. Sean Shelton had initially entered a not-guilty plea. He faces up to 25 years and will be sentenced in October. Racine's Roosevelt Elementary is going away. The decision to close the school after the next school year is part of a larger plan that includes boundary changes for multiple schools. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her first presidential campaign rally. She'll be in West Dallas today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers training camp continues with Jordan Love as only a spectator as the team and his agents work out a new contract for the quarterback. Can a deal be done in the next few days? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think so. But again, you never know. I mean, we're working really hard to get that done. These are big deals. It takes time. They're not as easy as some people may think.
Head coach Matt LaFleur on when did he learn he'd be without Love at practice.
When I was told yesterday. is what it is.
In the meantime, backup Sean Clifford is running the offense.
Step in there, get in with the ones, you know, just be able to work with Josh Myers and Elton and all, and you know, the whole starting lineup, so that way they know that they can count on me when and if the time would ever come.
Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Cubs last night, 3-1. Chicago's Ian Happ with a home run. The Brewers held to just 5 hits. They'll play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers and storms tonight, and lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow after some patchy morning fog, highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine in around 80 to the low 80s Thursday, and with more humidity for the weekend, temps continue to climb through the 80s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Says here, according to a new survey, 57% of us would not last a day without our smartphone. Smartphones only rank below the internet and hygiene as a life priority. 91% of us say our phone is as important as our car.
Goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo. Down
Radio Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. To be coy, Roy, you just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. And get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Georgia.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Georgia Hall is the organizer of the Music and More concert series. I'm trying to think, is this the eighth week already for the series?
It is.
Wow.
Eighth week of the series this summer.
Yeah.
31 years.
31 years. That's amazing. The Music and More concert series takes place during the summer every Thursday at noon over at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine. And what do we have going on this Thursday, Georgia?
Well, we've got a brand new band to talk about today. It's
okay.
Called Waiting for Eddie, and they played at Summerfest in July, and now we're excited to have them at Music and More for the first time this week. I don't know the exact meaning of Waiting for Eddie, but it's Mark Paffrath. He does the vocal and guitar, and Noel Crowder also does vocals and guitar. Gordy Smith is on bass. There's a fellow called Eddie Munez who does vocals and piano. So maybe that's the guy they were waiting for. And then Steve Como is on drums.
Nice.
So they're all well-known, well-established musicians, but they got together and formed this band just a couple months ago. So it's going to be really fun to hear them at Music and More.
All right.
Then we also have Sharon Adele. She's going to play organ and piano. We have Christina Breyer, who's going to play flute. Kimberly Chapman is going to sing. And then we also have violinist Nora Borner. She's going to play during the second act, and she's actually bringing along two pianists to accompany her, Jesse Kohlberg and Susan Anderegg. So we have a whole bunch of performers on Thursday.
How are you going to stuff that into 1 hour?
I know. It's going to be full. And then the next day on Friday, we've got singer-songwriter Zachary Scott Johnson is coming down from Minnesota, and he's going to perform on Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. on the front lawn of the church. Wow. So that's 7th Street and College Avenue. And if you come to that, bring a chair.
Okay. All right. Hang on the line just a couple of seconds, Georgia, and we'll give everybody all the info that we need for Thursday and Friday again here in just a few minutes. All right.
Okay.
More with Georgia coming up. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Like this, yeah, it's classic, baby.
local news and Timeless Hits on WRJN. You know, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, in her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with the reports throughout the day. You can keep up to date on all things ag as part of our local news and Timeless Hits on WRJN.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new campaign for president this afternoon in Wisconsin.
I will spend the coming weeks continuing to unite our party so that we are ready to win in November.
She tells a crowd in West Dallas that she's secured the number of pledges from delegates she needs to secure the nomination next month. And practically all of Wisconsin's top elected Democrats are endorsing Harris for president. That list includes Governor Evers and U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. Other endorsements are coming from Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A high school gym in West Dallas had the spirit of a pep rally for the newest presidential candidate. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to over 3,000 rally attendees at the West Dallas Central High School gym today.
And I am so very honored, and I pledge to you, I will spend the coming weeks continuing to unite our party so that we are ready to win in November.
The news of the Secret Service director resigning came as agents were patting down and screening attendees. There's now a guilty plea in connection to the hit-and-run death of a 69-year-old Racine man back in late 2022. Sean Shelton had initially entered a not-guilty plea for charges related to the death of Anthony Morales. Yesterday, that plea changed to guilty. Shelton was arrested 4 months after the incident after police matched evidence from the crime scene to his damaged vehicle. The 43-year-old Shelton will be sentenced in October. He faces up to 25 years in prison. Racine's Roosevelt Elementary is going away. The Racine Unified School Board has approved the closure of Roosevelt at the end of the next school year. Most of those students will instead be sent to Jerstedt Agerholm the following year. The decision is part of a larger plan that includes boundary changes for multiple schools in the district. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers and storms tonight, and lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow after some patchy morning fog, highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine in around 80 to the low 80s Thursday, and with more humidity for the weekend, temps continue to climb through the 80s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of the soul, y'all. He's a king of the soul, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like the music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the feeling. I want to get the feeling. On this ready, got the feeling. Take my feet out.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, more with Georgia Hall about the latest Music and More concert and the bonus concert.
I'm
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman. Georgia Hall is with me. And Georgia, we were talking before about this Thursday's Music and More concert at noon at First Presbyterian Church. Give us all the details. What do we need to know?
Yeah, we've crammed a lot into that hour. The concert's free, so you don't need to bring any money to get in, but bring some money along with you to support the three agencies that we're raising funds for this summer. That's Healthcare Network, HALO, and Restoration Ministries. So we're trying to raise $2,000 for each of those groups.
And it's air-conditioned in the sanctuary, I know that.
It is air-conditioned, which makes it just really nice. And then Friday for the lawn concert, I just watched the weather forecast, and it's going to be good. But if not, we'll move indoors. But I'm pretty sure we're going to have nice weather on Friday, too, for the lawn concert.
Yeah, you get two for one this week. You have the regular Music and More concert this Thursday at noon. And then you said an outdoor concert Friday evening at what time?
It's from 6 to 7 p.m., and that one's free also. And, you know, every time we have Zachary Scott Johnson come during the noontime series, people always say, oh, I wanted to play longer. I want to hear more songs. Well, you're going to be able to have a whole hour with him, so that'll be great.
I think he plays just about every instrument on earth.
Oh, he plays a lot of them. He'll bring his keyboard, too, he said, so he can play piano and do the guitar and the harmonica and sometimes the violin. And he's very, very talented.
Doesn't that just make you sick?
I can't play a thing, nor should I sing.
I play just enough to sound bad. That's about it. I play just a little bit of piano and a little bit of guitar, and that's about it.
Just to know you should have taken more lessons.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Or practiced more, that's for sure. All right, Georgia, we appreciate it. Music and More this Thursday at noon, and then the bonus concert Friday outside of First Presbyterian Church. That's at the corner, what is it now? It's College and 7th, right?
Correct. Yeah. And bring a chair if you come to that one.
All right, Georgia, thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic, reliable, just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. And in a little bit, Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Pre-game at 6:30, first pitch at 7:05. It's the Brewers at the Cubs. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon after Brewers baseball.